Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. For decades, Americans have had a love affair with space, and for even longer, a dedication for exploring the unknown. Recently, members of the Amateur Radio Club at the University of Louisiana at Monroe helped pass on that enthusiasm to another generation at Caroli Elementary School in West Monroe. Through a NASA program that allows schools to contact the International Space Station, Caroli students were able to ask questions of one of the astronauts on board via amateur radio. Joining me in the studio are Dr. Paul Wiedemeyer, Associate Professor of Computer Science at ULM, his 10-year-old son Connor, a fifth grader at Caroli, and Terry O'Banion, a junior in computer science at ULM from Pineville. Dr. Paul Wiedemeyer, first tell me, how did this project first get started?
I had the opportunity to attend an AMSAT conference, Amateur Radio Satellite Conference, in Chicago last year, and I met a gentleman by the name of Keith Pugh, and he works with the NASA program that is responsible for the amateur radio on the International Space Station. He and I had a conversation. One thing led to another. He found out I was from Louisiana, and I found out he was with the ARIS program, and he informed me that the state of Louisiana had never had a contact with the International Space Station through the ARIS program. I took that information back home, spoke with Carolyn Norris, the principal over at Crowley Elementary School, and she, myself, and Dr. Benson Scott, who's an amateur radio operator and local physician here in Monroe, West Monroe, we wrote an application, submitted it to NASA to hold an ARIS contact at Crowley Elementary School. NASA was extremely interested in that application and fast-tracked it. We found out in January of this year that our application had been approved. And the rest is history. You know, as you know, on September 22nd of this year, Caroli was fortunate to be able to speak with Dr. Satoshi Furukawa aboard the International Space Station for about 10 minutes.
Terry O'Banion is a junior computer science major from Pineville. Terry, what role did the ULM amateur radio group play in making this contact?
Well, as students, we were pretty much gophers. Anytime anyone needed help, we were just there to support and make sure it went smoothly as possible.
Paul's 10-year-old son also joins us, Connor Wiedemeyer, and you actually got your amateur radio license just a few days before this contact.
Yes.
Why did you want to be able to make sure that you could, because you were actually the operator on this. Tell us about that.
Well, I just really wanted to get my license. It wasn't just because of the contact. I just wanted to get my license to do what my dad could do. So I didn't want to be left out of the party, so you could say. But it was really, really fun to get my license and have it during the contact. So
tell me, what was your role in making contact with the International Space Station?
Well, basically, I had to just make the contact with the astronaut. Anyone assess, this is AE5V, it's time for scheduled ARIS contact, how do you copy over? And then have to say that over and over and over until we finally made it. And then we'd have another card where we would introduce, and then we would start asking the questions.
And so, Paul, students had submitted questions to be able to ask the astronauts there.
There were several questions that we had written, the questions that they had submitted, but in the long run, we had about 24 questions. We ended up with 13 students that were asking questions. About 2 weeks before the contact, I had met with the students on a Friday, and we kind of went through a test run of what they should expect and how they should interact with a microphone and ask questions with the astronaut. And the following Friday, the Friday before the contact, we went through that one more time. And then the actual day of, in the morning, the contact was at 1:10 in the afternoon. About 9 or 10 in the morning on the day of the contact, we went through it through a third time. And at that point, all the radio equipment was there. The entire formal setup of the stage at Caroli was finalized. And that's when the students finally realized, I think, that, wow, this is going to happen. But they did a great job. I was very proud of them. It was very professional, the way they interacted. They asked their questions. They knew exactly what they were supposed to do. And there were quite a few nerves, I could tell, in the back when I was talking to them, getting them ready to ask their question before they went out. But they did a great job. I was very proud of them, and I'm glad they were able to participate.
Sounds like they had some really good preparation from you. Connor, did you have a favorite question that anybody asked from your school?
Not really. I thought all the questions were pretty good.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, a few things.
Do you remember anything specific?
No, not really. Not really, but it was pretty cool.
Terry, I'll ask you the same question. What was your favorite tidbit that you might have picked up from the interaction?
Actually, I think it was the part where they said that they water down their plate so that their food sticks to their plate. So,
Paul, do you have a favorite question? It's just that interaction
I do remember a question the student had asked how fast the International Space Station travels and whether or not they can see it from Earth. I guess I knew that the International Space Station moves fairly quickly, but we generally, you know, we talk about miles per hour, but it struck me as the space station is moving at 5 miles per second. It was very busy while we were going through the contact, but that is one that sticks out in my mind, and I think most of the students are like, wow, that's really quick.
So talk about the connection between computer science and computer information systems and the space program.
Well, we have an amateur radio club here on campus, and that was newly started. We've only been in existence for, I believe, about a year, and we have a small contingent of students, but we're hoping to grow that. Currently, I mean, again, the fact that I'm in computer science and computer information systems department over in the College of Business Administration, most of the students currently are CIS and CS students. But the interesting thing there is that a lot of what's going on in amateur radio is digital. And so the students really have an advantage there to understanding the digital components. It's not saying that other students here at the university would not understand amateur radio, and I'm hoping that we get more students from other disciplines that would find amateur radio interesting. I mean, that's my goal, is to grow the program and get more students involved.
Terry, I'll ask you, what was your interest in the amateur radio club, being a computer science major?
I used to be an atmospheric science major, so Skywarn was my main priority with this, so that I could help the community and be aware of what's going on.
So do you work with the Skywarn team locally?
Not yet.
Okay. Something you'd like to do, though?
Yes.
So, Paul, kind of wrap this up. What's the educational value? I mean, certainly huge for students like Connor who are having a chance to be a part of this, but also for your students here at the university.
For me, the educational component is very large, certainly from Crowley's standpoint, getting the students involved, showing them something that they wouldn't normally get in the classroom, or if they do get some instruction, say in space and space science, it's just a little bit more. For my students, then, it's getting them involved in an activity that I enjoy. For Terry, it's Skywarn. For the other students, they might be interested in Skywarn, or they just might be interested in talking to people around the nation or around the world. There's a wide range of things that you can accomplish in amateur radio. So if you ever get bored, you can always shift to something different. But from the university standpoint, for me, it's, you know, recruitment and retention, giving the students something else that they can take away from the university when they graduate, as opposed to, well, I remember sitting in classroom and I remember such and such a professor. But, you know, being able to say, well, I was a member of the University Amateur Radio Club, and we were at Crowley Elementary School when the students spoke with the astronauts, and that's something. And you just don't, that to me is the value of a college of education, those experiences. And the same thing for the Crowley students. There are good things that are going on in the parish, and there's great things that are going on here at the university. And I appreciate you having us on the show to at least highlight what we're trying to do here.
Well, congratulations on making that contact with the International Space Station. Connor, also congratulations to you. I understand that was your very first contact as a licensed operator at 10 years old.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
And thank you all so much, very much, for talking with us.
Thank you.